Okay, today we're going to learn Dafayin Dalaram Beis and Masach Shabbos. We are holding on Dafayin Dalaram Beis toward the very top of the page, second line of the page, V'ha-tochein. So we're going through the Melachos of Shabbos, V'ha-tochein. Amra Papa, Haiman de Parasilka, a person who cuts beets in order to cut them into small pieces, Chayiv Mishum Tochein, is Chayiv for Tochein. Amra Menasha, Haiman de Solasilti, a person who chops wood into very tiny pieces to use for firewood, Chayiv Mishum Tochein, he's also Chayiv for Tochein. Amra Vashi, if a person is makpid to cut them to an exact size, chayiv mishum mechatech, then forget about tochen, he's also chayiv for violating mechatech. V'aloshva ofa, then we said that there are two other melachos of Shabbos, kneading dough and baking. So Amar Papa, shavak tana didan bishul san manam dava b'mishkan v'nakat ofa, why is it that we don't mention bishul as nav melacha? That's what they used to do in the preparation of the mishkan, to cook up the san manam that they use for the dyes, and instead we use ofa. So Tana Didan Sidura de Pasnaga. Now the reason the Tana chose to label the Malacha as Ofa as instead of Bishul is because we're going through the Malachos in bread making. So Amar Avacha Bar Rav Avira, Haiman de Shadasi Kosala Atune, a person who throws a moist peg made out of wood into a fire, into a hot oven in order to dry it up. In order to harden it, chayv mishum vashel. He's also chayv mishum vashel. And you see from here that bishul doesn't necessarily mean cooking food. It means changing the makeup of something with the use of heat, even if it's a non-food item. So says Rav Pshita, isn't that pashut? Why does Rav Acha have to tell me this? So no, ma'u detema l'shuri manakam b'chavin. Maybe you would say that he's just trying to strengthen the peg, and it's not bishul. Kamash mlan dimir parafi v'hadar kamit. That's why it tells us that first it softens through the heat of the fire, and the water leaves it, and only afterwards it hardens up. And therefore, even though his kavana is to be mechazek, to strengthen the peg, but when it softens, that's a violation of bishul. Amar Rab Baruch Huna, Hayman da'artuch kufra, chayiv mishum mevashel. A person who boils up some tar is chayiv for mevashel. Pshita, isn't that also obvious? So ma'u detema kibin da'hadu v'kushe emelo kamash malan. I might think since it subsequently hardens again that it's not called bishul, so that's why he has to tell me that it's still called bishul. Amarava, Haiman da Avid Chavisa, a person who makes a earthenware barrel, Chayv Mishum Sheva Chataos. He did seven malachos in making the barrel. He did tochein, he had to grind up the dirt to make the mud. He had to be borer to take out whatever splinters were in there. He had to be merakid, sift out the dirt, and he had to be lush. He had to mix it with water, and he had to be memachik. He had to smooth it out, and he had to be mavir, light a fire in kivshan, and he had to be mevashel to harden the barrel. So tanura chayiv mishum shmona chatos. And if a person made a tanur, he's chayiv for eight chatos, eight different malachos. The same seven in barrel making, and then also makabepatish, because that's what he does, a final blow of the oven. That he puts another layer of lime on it in order to that it should be able to protect the heat that's inside of it. Amar Rabbi Haiman David Chalasov, a person made a reed basket. Chayiv achasas rechatos. He's chayiv 11 different chatos. Notea, kotzer, ma'amer, because that's just to get the reeds. Borer, memachek, tochein, mechatech, mesach. That he stretches out the ritzuos of the chassis for weaving the basket, and he's also shtei batei nirin. That's his ninth one, and the tenth one is he's oreg, he weaves, and the 11th one is makah bepatish, v'ichayta lepume. And if he turns it over on his mouth in order to make it a rim on it, chayiv shalosh asrei chatos. In addition to those 11, he's also chayiv mishum tofer, because he has to sew the edge, and also mishum kosher, because once he sews it, he's got to tie it. He's got to tie the end so it doesn't unravel. Hagozis es hatzemer v'melabno. And then we mentioned other melachos, someone who shears wool, someone who whitens the wool. Amar Rabbah If a person combs the wool that's still attached to an animal, and then he detaches it, chayiv shalosh chatos. He's chayiv three chatos. Achas mishum gozes, v'achas mishum inapetz, v'achas mishum tova. Rav Kahana amar, ein derech geziza b'kach. It's not the normal way to do geziza by pulling it off by hand. Vein derech menapets bekach, vein derech tivoy bekach. It's not normal to be menapets and to be tova the tzemer while it's still on the animal. And so all of those malachos are done shalo kedarkon, and therefore you're going to be pater. So asking Mar Velo, is this really so unusual? V'atani mishmeid Rav Nechemia, but the Brisa tells us the name Rav Nechemia, but the malachos of Mishkan, it says that all the women that were nasa liba and with chachma, they were tavu as the izim, and we darshan shatuf be izim v'tavu be izim, that they would when the wool was still attached to the goats, they would moisten them and they would spin them while it was still attached to the goats. Tavu as izim sounds like it was while they were still izim, while they were still goats. Alma tviya al gabi behema shma tviya. So you see that it is actually called the av malacha even if you do it while it's still on the animal. And it's gemara chachmi yisei rishayni. Someone who has extra chachma and knows how to do such things, like the women that are mentioned in that pasuk, that where they did such a tviya, that's different. But most people, if they're doing the spinning while it's still on the animal, they're not doing such a good job of the spinning. And that's malacha kila achar yad. That's not considered a real bona fide malacha. Tan Rabban hatolish asakanaf. Someone who detaches a large feather from a bird, the hakotmo, or someone who afterwards snips off the top of it, and it's used for pillows or something. The morto, someone who takes out, who plucks the hair that's on the kana toward the tail, which is hard, in order to put in cushions or something. Chayiv shalosh chatos. He's chayiv three chatos. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, tolesh chayiv mishum gozeis. For detaching it, you're chayiv mishum gozeis. Kotim chayiv mishum chatech. And when you snip it, you're chayiv from chatech because you're cutting it to size. Memarit chayiv mishum memachik. And if you're memarit, you're chayiv mishum memachik because it's like removing the hair from the skin of an animal that smooths it out. And that's a chayiv of memachik. So kosher v'matir. Then we mentioned in the Mishnah that there are other malachos. Kosher, matir, tying, untying. So kshira b'mishkan hechavai. When did they do tying in the Mishkan? Amar Rav Shekin, kosherin b'yesedos ohalim. They used to tie from the extra curtains of the Mishkan. They would tie the with the pegs of the tent that were stuck into the ground. So that was a malacha of matir, because there would be matir the kesher whenever they had to take apart the Mishkan. So when they would put the Mishkan in place, they would be kosher. When they would remove the Mishkan from place, they would be matir. So says Gemara, Hahu kosher amanas lahatir hu. Ask Abaye, wait, that mice of kshira in the Urios to the Yesedos of the Mishkan, when that's kosher in order to later be matir, because when the Jewish people traveled from one place to the other, they undid the Mishkan, they were matir, whatever they had previously tied. So therefore, it's not a kesher shell kayama, and therefore you should not be chayiv for such a kosher. Elam Rabbi Shekin Orge Yurios Shenifskal Enima Kosher Masa. No, while they were weaving the Yurios themselves, if a strand became snapped, became undone, then they would tie it up. Amale Rava Tirats the Kosher. You've explained where the Malacha of Kosher was done in the Mishkan. Matir Ma'ikal Meimar. How are you going to explain Matir? So V'chi Tema. And if you're going to say that the case of Matir was Di Misrami Le Trechute Kitri Badi Adadi, that if a weaver has two knots in two different strands that are right next to each other, Shari Chad V'Kater Chad, he'll untie one and he'll tie the other one. So Hashal Lefnei Melech Bas V'Dame Nosim Kain. You wouldn't even do that for a regular king, because the strands are very thick, and if you're matir one kesher, it will look like there's a hole in the area in the curtain. You think they would do such a shoddy job when it comes to making curtains for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, they would be very careful that they wouldn't have two knots that are right near each other, and if they needed it, they would leave one kesher in the middle, and the second chut they would cut above and below, and they would bring another long chut and tie it lamailu lamata, in order that there shouldn't be two ksharim right next to each other. So the arigas ha'irios of the Mishkan did not require any form of matir. So where was matir in the Mishkan? Elam ravitim rabilai shekain sadei chilazon kosher matirin. People who would trap the chilazon for the tcheles, they used to tie and untie, because they had to have nets in order to trap the chilazon. This is one of the marimakamos in the sugya of whether the miyorex trunculus could be the chilazon, because why would you need a net to catch a snail? Can't you just
pick up a snail from the bottom of the ocean. It turns out that ad hayom, the way that they actually catch the Mirox truncula snail is with nets. So this is not the biggest kasha against the contemporary tcheles. Vatovar shtei tfiros. If someone stitches two stitches, v'lokaima, if it's just two tefiros, it's not going to be miskayim, so it's not a malacha. Amar Rabbi Rechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, v'huk shekshoron. You're only chayiv for tofer if you then tie it at the end so that it's shel kayama. Hakorea al menas litvor. If someone tears, having in mind to then sew it back up, so kriya b'mishkan mihava. Is that enough malacha? Do we have such a thing in the mishkan where they tore something? Rabbi Zera dar mitarvayu shekin yiriya shenafal. But darna korin bavitofenosa, if there was a worm that ate into one of the ureas and made a little round hole in it, they would be korea the urea above and below from that hole, and then they would sew it back up. So there you have korea almanas litfor as one of the malachos of the Mishkan. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up on Daf Ayin Hayam Aleph next time.